It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 19 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Preseason basketball in full swing. Some teams going to classics. Some teams going to tournaments. Some teams just playing one game. Some teams playing six games.
Some teams driving to Poland.
Yeah. Some teams going all over the place. Yeah, it's crazy. We got it all covered, though.
We do.
Yeah.
We're all over it.
Yeah, we're all over it. But before we do that, we're talking about number 63. Big number.
Yeah. Not big with the quantity, but the quality. Mm-hmm. You're talking about Hall of Famers. Gene Upshaw, Art Shell, Gene Upshaw. One or the other is the best offensive lineman for the Oakland Raiders. You know, I can't get used to calling them the Las Vegas Raiders or the L.A. Raiders. For me, they will always be the Oakland Raiders.
Agreed.
Dermonti Dawson, Hall of Fame center for the Steelers. Mike Munchak, Hall of Famer for the Oilers. They have since moved on. Where they're Tennessee now, aren't they?
They are.
And then Jeff Saturday, a Hall of Famer for the Indianapolis Colts, and he's also on Get Up quite a bit.
He does
a lot of commentary.
He also has one of the most unique features of a center ever. He actually centered, the last ball he ever centered was to the opposing team's quarterback.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because Peyton Manning was on the opposing team.
Yeah.
And he went out centered for the for the Broncos.
You ever look at his eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some pretty eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're getting off track.
I could get lost
in
those.
I really like his hair.
I'm not kidding.
Tuttle's looking for a date. So
hey, I think
we'll get you his number.
I think y'all are missing one here.
Okay.
Another Hall of Famer. And we have to throw a bone out to the Kansas City Chiefs fans because they did not have a good weekend.
Nope.
Willie Lanier.
Well, he will come up later in this. He wore two numbers. And, I mean, we can go ahead and mention him now, but he's going to come up also at when we get to the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Man, we may never make it to the 90s. We better talk about him right now.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on Willie Lanier, Jeff?
Great Chief, Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was a good.
The Chiefs did not have a good week.
No, they did not.
So America wins.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But America's team didn't.
America's team plays tonight.
Need reliable poultry equipment and service? Look no further than Hometown Poultry Supply in Nashville, right next door to McDonald's. And they carry the big brands you know and trust, and they offer 24/7 service and repair. So, Hometown Poultry Supply has your back.
All right, now we're going to talk about the Nashville Scrappers and Scrapperettes, both doing really well, Tony.
Combined 16-1.
Yeah. That's pretty well.
That's well.
Yeah, looking at, of course, the Scrappers got a late start, but, I mean, they've been making up for it since last week they had three games. They beat Center Point by 20, El Dorado
by six,
and they also played Kirby on Monday. And I missed that one. I didn't get that one to you, did I?
I like how Greg's accounting.
That also means they're 6-0.
Yeah.
I like how Greg is accounting, and you had to do the math for him. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't do anything without
five
a calculator.
Five plus one.
Yeah, six. Yep. But anyway, they beat Kirby 67-39 on Monday. Then on Tuesday, beat Center Point by 20. And then went over to El Dorado, which I find very impressive.
I do, too.
Because El Dorado's
I've not been there for a basketball game, but when I was calling football for Benton, we made trips there.
Yeah.
And it's impressive.
Yeah, and they've had a really good basketball team. So they beat them 74-68. The Scrappers are off to a great start, as are the Scrapperettes. I mean, the only game they've lost been to the Earl team that's a perennial state powerhouse.
Yeah.
And they beat Center Point last week.
Ducking anybody this week either.
No.
Tuesday, North Little Rock, and Friday versus Bryant.
So. Yeah, so looks like Scrapperettes as they are wont to do, getting ready for conference action by playing anybody and everybody that'll play them and doing well against them. So, you know, when you look at the boys' games, I mean, you look at the center point game. Actually, let's look at the Kirby game first, okay, since it was first. Demetrius Shelley led the way, but Jalen Staggers, Bo Bell, Jonte Taylor, all with great games. And, you know, those guys, you're going to hear those guys' names every time you play. Center point, same way. Shelley, Jonte Taylor, Jalen Staggers, Bo Bell, all playing well. You know, they kind of take turns leading score, who gets the most rebounds or assists or whatever, but they're just doing really good. Just want to mention Jonte Taylor real quickly, though. I mean, against Kirby, he had 3 charges taken.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's Luke Dawson-like.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
No,
get 3 charges. Get 3 charges. But anyway, congratulations to them on their start. And this week, the boys play at Fountain Lake and at Star City. Girls play North Little Rock and Bryant. So looks like going to be a big week for the Scrappers and Scrapperettes.
Scrapperettes stepping down in competition, huh?
Yeah, right.
With more than 60 years behind them, the future is bright for York Gary Autoplex. They continue to grow, adapt, and serve, always putting the community first. When it's time for your next vehicle, trust the dealership that's been with you for generations. York Gary Autoplex.
Time to talk about the MENA Bearcats and Lady Cats. MENA evened up their record, or their record is even at 4-4. As they lost to Blevins 75-7. No games this week, but Lady Cats 10-1. They went beat Genoa 56-42, Blevins 63-57, then lost to Roland, Oklahoma 64-23. And they've got a game Monday versus Poto. Tony?
Brody McCauley had a good game for the Bearcats in the loss versus Blevins. And then McKenna Lee played real well for the Lady Cats. Lady Cats 10-1 on the year, and we give Blevins a hard time last week about scheduling MENA for their homecoming, but they split it.
Yeah, they did pretty, and played them a good game in the girls' game.
They did.
Yeah, so congratulations to the Lady Cats of MENA on their 10-1 season so far, and go over to Oklahoma to play Poto, and that'll be a big game there. That'll be a good game. Poto's got some good.
There's of course, it's at MENA, so it won't be as rough as it would be as if it was a Poto.
you are correct, sir. But anyway, Tony got a chance to talk to Coach Randy Peters. We'll see what he has to say about the MENA teams.
I've been at MENA for a couple years now. We, as far as team-wise, we're returning two guys that played a lot. Everyone else really hasn't played very much. So we're honestly kind of young. We're playing 3 sophomores at a time right now. We've got 3 to 4 seniors that are playing, you know, minutes here and there.
Right.
Heavy junior and sophomore class, though. So we're looking
pretty good start to be young.
Yeah. And in our schedule, you know, we try to tell our kids, like, you know, if we schedule teams we could beat by 30 every night, we wouldn't get nowhere.
Right.
And then two, like, we really like, because basketball is going to be done for a lot of these kids, you know, after high school. So everything's kind of applied to life and character. And so, you know, a lot of our deal is we may not be winning every single game. We're competing in everyone, but we may not be winning them. But that's, you know, you're not going to win every day in life either. So a lot of it's, you know, how do you handle adversity? How do you fix the little things? How do you pay attention to details that your boss tells you to do? That way you can be successful.
Some life lessons. So,
yes, and that's what it's all about, because, you know, you could jump anywhere and go coach anywhere, go play anywhere in this kind of world and win. But there's very few that stick around and grind and do the little things and stay loyal. And yep, so we try to instill that in our kids, which we have really good kids here.
Yeah. Well, you know, the football Bearcats had a really good season again. How does that affect your basketball program? Because they're usually playing maybe 2-3 weeks later than everybody else.
Yeah, that, like for instance, this year that kind of hurt us a little bit, which we had a couple come over from football. This is probably the least we've had in a while come over. But we like it because of the grit aspect, and we work really good with Coach Bentley obviously we're great together and we're good friends. So when he wins, we win. And we like to say that because it's so true. And football brings a type of grit that, you know, you really need on the court. And so we like to have that kind of meshing happen.
Yeah. Can you mention a couple of young men that's been impactful on your season so far?
Yes. I guess I can start with the senior. Jackson Thompson has been one of our leaders for us on and off the court. We've got a couple, two of our seniors over a 4.0 GPA.
Right.
Very smart. Gonna get more than I ever will, probably, if we're being honest. I tell them, I'm like, remember me one day, please.
I'll quit
my mowing business. I'll stop mowing for a living if you can take care of me. So Eli Swall, Jackson Thompson, those two have been very, very good, you know, in the leadership roles, just being good character kids. Abram Wooden is back. He's a senior. He's one of our, you know, he's our biggest player, tallest player. He can dunk the basketball, which is nice. He got a good one yesterday against Roland. But he's coming on strong. And then our juniors, the ones we have returning, that's JoJo Hernandez and Dayton Miller. They're always our solid guys, our motor guys. And they have a really good basketball background. And then our sophomore class, Brody McCauley has come on super strong. He's actually our player of the week this past week.
Right.
And he's coming. What's special about him right now, he's coming on the defensive end. Which is where I think we're struggling. What we're working on the most right now is kind of defensive rotations and just making sure we're where we need to be, you know, in certain situations in the court. He's done a really good job of that. And then Maddox Plunkett and Jesse, he's doing a very good job too. So.
And it sounds like you guys are off to a great start. Can you give me a little bit on the Lady Cats? And we'll get to interview them a little later in the year. But, man, they're off to a great start as well.
Yeah, Coach Gardner's got he had it kind of rough last year. We didn't have very many players, and they were still trying to figure it out. He had just got hired, and this year we had a lot more participation, which helped. And then that freshman class, last year freshman class, was big, and so those kids are moved up. So now we have a really good, you know, backcourt too,
with, right?
You know, solid 10, 12 girls that can play. And you got girls like Chloe Hooper can shoot the lights out of it. You got Molly Sharp, Peyton Hostetler. Those two are really good guards. And then combine that with McKenna Lee. She's, you know, I mean, I say she's 6 foot, but she's, I don't know exactly how tall she is, but she's a force down low.
Yeah. She was our Lady Cat player of the week. Yeah.
Yes. There's not many girls that can defend her. You know, they've got a really good supporting cast. I think they'll do very well in their conference run this year.
Well, like I told you before we hit the record button, it is, man, it's just been a thrill for us to get the Bearcats and the Lady Cats on board our podcast. We started this podcast and radio show because we really thought the kids in our part of the state were undercovered, and they deserve as much coverage as the kids in Central Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas. So, and I appreciate your cooperation in getting it done, and good luck over the next couple of weeks. And have a great Christmas.
Well, we appreciate you because, you know, like you were saying, honestly, I mean, you're the second phone call I've had this year over our kids. And then I usually get interviewed by people in Hot Springs or Harrison or Oklahoma or Texas more than I do here in our area, which is, I think, like you said, we got to do something about that.
Absolutely. Our kids deserve it. Coach, it's been a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. We appreciate
you. Go Bearcats.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. And you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Martin Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much for that, and not only that, what they do for the community, and that is offer high-quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering, or medications, checkups, and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital /Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all 5 stars. And, you know, you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs.
It's time to talk about all things Dirk's Outlaw, and we have the expert in outlawness. That's Jeff Tuttle.
Mm-hmm.
Officiando.
The officiando.
I still messed it up.
Yeah, you did.
A lot of basketball last week, guys.
And is, really?
I was only able to make one of them. And I did get to watch some on TV, YouTube, but well, the streaming service is a great thing.
They went to a different country.
Yeah. The Outlaws went to Mount Pleasant, Texas. We'll start with the Lady Outlaws. Both teams opened with conference game against Caddo Hills. The Lady Outlaws, I don't have any scoring-wise. I mean, final score. Lady Outlaws defeated the Lady Indians fairly easily. They were led in scoring by Addison Hill that night. She had 20. And nobody else in double digits. You know, a lot of 8, 9s. You know, everybody getting in the mix. And then they went to Jonesboro and played in the tournament up there. The first night up there, they beat Westside fairly easily. Second game, they lost to 5A Greene County Tech. And, you know, they're a pretty good team. They're going to do some things in the postseason. And I think the Outlaws lost by 12.
Would you like to
14.
Know their score?
You got it?
Oh yeah, I got it. Caddo Hills, they won 68-12.
I told you it was pretty
easy. Yeah, Westside, they won 65-36. They lost to Greene County Tech 61-47.
I was all over that 14 points.
You were, weren't you?
Then they come back and won the consolation game against Batesville. So, you know, they saw some good competition.
69-33 there.
Up there. And scoring, just some scoring totals for different games last week. You know, Miley Harrison had 9, 5, 11, and then in the consolation game, she scored 20, got the player of the game. Addison Hill, 20, 15, 11, 10. Walston had 15 in their first game against Westside. So, you know, the Lady Outlaws, they went 3-1 on the week with the one loss in the tournament. And on the boys' side, they did play a lot of basketball. They went 5-1 on the week.
Man.
Also finished third, won a consolation game at Mount Pleasant in that tournament. But big win that I think got the Outlaws on the right track last week was an overtime win against Caddo Hills on Tuesday night. Conference play. Peyton Beckman, he put them on his back. He scored 32 points in a huge win for the Outlaws. And then in the other games last week, you know, Harrison Simmons scored 7, 12, 10, 4, 12, and 16. McLean Smith, 10, 8, 11, 6, 7, and 10. But Peyton Beckman, he went for 32, 8, 21, 10, 12, and 21 again. So huge week by Peyton Beckman. Coach Collins, you know, he also mentioned Gadberry leading the offense, kind of getting them in their offense and running it well, and Ben Ernest, defensive specialist for the Outlaws last week in that tournament. So, you know, good week by the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws. And this week, I think we've already mentioned the Horatio. They play at Horatio on Tuesday night, and then they kind of split up again this week. The junior boys and senior boys host Cossatot River on Friday, I believe, and the senior girls go to Heber Springs to play in a classic. I do know one of the games they have scheduled is against Fort Smith Northside, who is a powerhouse. So, you know, looking for some interesting ball games this week for the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws.
That sounds like a fun time. Good weeks by both teams last week, and then this week going to be even more fun, getting ready for all that holiday stuff and then head back into conference action.
CCCUA.edu. That is UA Cossatot's website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Cossatot has the third highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than two dozen fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Cossatot is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well, and you can go to uacossatotcolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacossatotcolts.com, and go to cccua.edu today.
Time to talk about the Cossatot River teams, and Tony, they played some basketball last week.
They did. Boys still looking for their first win, lost to Cedarville 63-53, so they're getting closer. Chris Carterby, a name we've talked about a lot, 14 points in that game. The Lady Eagles beat Cedarville 57-39, and a young lady we're familiar with, Greg, Gwen Bradshaw, 18 points for the Lady Eagles. And both teams this week will play at Boonville, at Charleston, and then the boys will play at Derrick's Friday. Is that correct, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a big win for the Lady Eagles and Gwen Bradshaw, an outstanding game.
It is.
Game.
And you, if you remember the Lady Eagles last year, they started coming on at the end of the year. They went through the first part of the season, I think they were winless.
Yep.
And they started winning some games at the end of the year. They kind of picked up where they left off. And congratulations, young ladies.
Yep. Looks like everybody's got a busy week, though, this week coming up. And looking forward to talking about that next week.
And now it's time for my favorite part of the show, and that is the awards segment, where we get to hand out all kinds of awards every single week.
All right, we're going to start off with the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week, and that's going to go to
the unconscious Connor Shelton.
The Domtar Panther Player of the Week,
Bryson French.
And Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week,
Presley Sprick.
Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week,
Victron Moore.
Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week,
Jonte Taylor.
The Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week,
Miley Harrison had a 45-point week.
Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week,
McKenna Lee.
Stillwell's Restaurant Warriors Player of the Week,
Silas Lofton had a bunch of points, so many we could not calculate them.
Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week.
Going to be Chris Carterby, 14 points, 9 rebounds versus Cedarville.
And the Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area, Tony.
Going to be Gwen Bradshaw for her 18-point performance versus
what?
Cedarville.
And now the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area.
Going to be Demetrius Shelley, averaged 23 points per game last week.
And then the Mud Creek Designs Player of the Area, who gets the honor of getting a T-shirt and wearing it.
I think this is the second shirt.
If we're getting the right size.
I think this is the second straight week the recipient of this award has scored 100 points in the week. It's Peyton Beckman, excuse me, from the Dierks Outlaws.
I believe you're correct.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. All kidding aside, congratulations to Peyton Beckman on being the Mud Creek Designs Player of the Area. Now we go on to the DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week.
Going
to
be the battle of the brother-in-laws in Dierks as Causatot River visits the Outlaws.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than 7 decades. And they have over 58,000 team members taking great pride in providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning and ad hoc courses, 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com. And I think that wraps up all of the high school sports talk. Let's talk about some more national topics. And this whole segment is brought to you by the great Mina Pre-Owned. If you need a pre-owned car, hit up Mina APO.
All right, time to talk about, looks like Razorbacks are what we're going to talk about first. A big win for them last weekend against Texas Tech.
Huge win.
Yeah, and played really well, I thought, overall. You know, and I know I've said this several times before, but these games, I think they're going to end up being pretty good. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in conference because, man, that's just a killer. When you start going to Auburn and Florida and all those places, it's almost bad as going over across the state line.
Conference play, though, they're not ducking anybody.
No, you know? No. They got Houston here coming up this week.
Yeah.
Well, the Big 12 fancies themselves as a basketball conference. I'd love to see the Razorbacks go in there and beat Houston as well.
Yeah. Hey, Houston, really good.
Yeah,
they are.
They're really good. But I think that you know, they're doing really well. I think they got some great freshman guards.
Yeah, they do. Fun to watch.
Yeah, Darius Acuff. I mean, he's amazing. Every time you think he's going to get pulled out for something, that he does something so amazing, they leave him in there. You know, and I mean, he's just. But you know, moving on to pro football, kind of going to skip around here a little bit. What do you think about Grandpa playing quarterback? Phillip Rivers, I don't know if he's the first grandpa that's played quarterback.
Well, it's interesting that you ask. Jay Bunyard and I were talking about this at the KDQN
Brett Favre, I believe,
Christmas party. And we're talking about how many guys have got to be 44 years old and played quarterback in the NFL. And we'll play a little game. There, he makes the fifth. Who are the other four?
George Blanda.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Favre.
I'm sorry, he makes the sixth. Who are the other five? Brett Favre is not on the list.
He was a grandpa, though. I did see that.
Oh, he's a grandpa, but he didn't make it. Now, the 44, you said? Tom Brady.
That's right. The other ones are very hard. One was a Cleveland Brown, noted for throwing interceptions.
That's every quarterback.
Bernie Kosar.
No, Vinny Interceptiverti.
That's who I meant.
Aren't they the same guy?
Those Miami Hurricanes will get you every time.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, Vinny Testaverde. I, as a Steeler fan, I just loved him. I hate to see him retire. Warren Moon. Hmm. And this one, the one I would have never got in a million years, Steve DeBerg. That's the list. That's the list of guys that have played quarterback at 44 years old in the NFL. George Blanda played until he was like 48.
I was thinking 50 or 51. No, I wasn't sure.
So,
but I did see, you mentioned the grandpa, and I seen it may have been during the game the other day, they said Brett Favre was the only other player that had a grandkid when he was playing quarterback.
But George Blanda, he was really more of a kicker than he was a quarterback when he played later on in his career. Now, he did play some quarterback.
Yeah, he was their backup quarterback later on because they had maybe Daryl LaMonica.
Yeah.
But he took snaps as he did. 48-year-old in the NFL.
He was a backup to Todd Marinovich.
Yeah.
Jamarcus Russell.
Right. He rolled them for him.
He would have started over Jamarcus Russell.
He started over Kenny Pickett right now. He started for the Raiders yesterday. Threw for like 77 yards. Yeah. Kevin and Landon, if you're listening, I was right about Kenny Pickett, and you were wrong.
But, hey, back to Phillip Rivers. Hats off to Phillip Rivers for being able to pass a physical first and come in and do what he done. I mean, that's crazy.
You sure he passed the physical?
Yeah.
They're supposed to give him one, right?
Yeah.
Did they dump a cooler full of Metamucil on him?
Rubbed him down with that Voltaren.
Yeah. And what's sad about it, he's the same age as my daughter, and I'm talking about him being old. But football-wise, he is old.
Yes.
But he really did an outstanding job yesterday.
Yeah.
They lost, but he did an outstanding job.
Yeah. Boy, the Colts, who were rolling right along for the longest time now, in danger of not even making the playoffs. And it is a shame because a lot of it has been because of injury. But, man.
Yeah, two big injuries yesterday, by the way.
Absolutely.
Huge injuries.
One concerning to Jeff Tuttle.
Yeah, one to Patrick Mahomes. We'll talk about him first, get it over with quickly. Patrick Mahomes tears his ACL in the same game that Kansas City ends their playoff hope. So
the only question remaining to be answered is all the Patriots fans that switched over to the Chiefs, who will they root for now?
Patriots, they're back.
Going back to the Patriots.
Yeah. I mean, they're still in first place in AFC East.
I do not understand the mentality of the bandwagon fan. I guess I'm fiercely
loyal.
Well,
your bandwagon's just been going for a long time. That's why.
Maybe so. Hey, I'm a Pirates fan. That bandwagon hadn't rolled.
That thing never had a wagon.
I'm going to tell you what. That's like the wagon train where the wheel rolls off down in the canyon. And the stage is just sitting there on the road
since
wheels. 1991.
Patriots kind of gave one away yesterday. Bills made a nice comeback in that game.
Boy, they sure did. You think about a young team psyche, and they're thinking, well, maybe the Bills still have our number. You know, so that was a damaging, more than just in the standings, that got the Bills a game closer. The Patriots still may win the division, but – They don't want to play the Bills again in the playoffs. I'm telling you, they don't.
No, and you know, so a lot of these teams they were considering, you know, that I mean the quote analytics say they still got a 0.2% chance of making the Playboys. Yeah, Cowboys. Playoffs. Cowboys done. You know, a lot of these teams are getting to be done. So now we're kind of seeing the playoffs take shape and what's going to happen. But, you know, what's so amazing is there's such an evenness, and Jeff and I were talking about this off the air, that, you know, Green Bay lost the game, went from first to seventh in playoffs. So they're almost out.
Six. I think they dropped to six.
Okay, six.
But, you know, when they defeated the Bears last week, the Bears went from first to seventh.
Yeah.
Now the Bears move back up in front of them. And so, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Because they talked about the Broncos-Packers game yesterday like being a preview of the Super Bowl maybe. Packers have to have that one seed in home field to make a run in the playoffs, I believe.
Looks like they've lost Micah Parsons.
It was a good game, and the injury to Parsons is going to hurt.
It is. He made a real difference in their defense.
Yeah, he did. So he had an ACL tear too also, right?
Yes.
Yep. So a couple of those. So anything else y'all want to talk about in pro football before we move on?
America's team plays tonight.
They do. Cowboys playing 2 days in a row. Isn't that right?
That's right.
I'm going to tell you what. You look at the matchup tonight for the Steelers, and that you think, well, the Steelers will probably win this handily. I don't know. Dolphins won four in a row. The Steelers are, you know, J.T. Watt just out of the hospital.
He'll have five sacks tonight.
Will he?
Yeah, probably.
Well, we'll probably listen to it on the way back from Poland.
Yeah. Okay.
in certain areas.
Yeah.
You won't get it all
the way. I've got satellite. So
we'll be able to, I'd beat anything else we'll listen to, I'm sure. it's either that or listen to the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the air.
Yeah, we'll be listening.
Go back and listen to the old episodes.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, you know, but it's okay as long as I get a Frosty. There you go. I'm good. So
the Malvern Wendy's, here we come.
Yeah, you dip your french fries in that Frosty?
No. I don't.
We've only really screwed up on Frosties a couple times. One was in Broken Bow, and I blame Greg for it. We got a what was that thing called?
Salted caramel Frosty.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
I thought it had Crown in it, but it didn't.
that was a mistake.
I was gonna say. I'm
and then one,
drive
and then one
there.
Time we went, and there was sacrilege because they only had vanilla Frosties.
Yeah, and they stink.
And we got the vanilla Frosties, and
they're bad. They're good. They're bad.
They're good.
Yeah.
Vanilla's fine.
No.
Not as good as chocolate.
With a Frosty, you got to stick with chocolate.
Yeah, well. I'm not much on the vanilla.
I'm not varied. Since that night in Broken Bow, I've not varied.
You're the old lady with the Virginia ham under her arm complaining she doesn't have any bread.
I want a West Virginia ham.
Would you explain that to me?
It's still ice cream. All right.
Not.
Yeah, fine. All right, what's next?
I don't know.
No?
I got lost. No, I'm just kidding you.
Where am I?
my choice for the Heisman didn't win, but that's okay.
Who was your choice?
Mendoza. I wanted the Vanderbilt quarterback to win.
That would have been a cool story.
And he came in second.
He did.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
I was kind of rooting for him until I seen his attitude afterwards. I mean, he wasn't real classy.
No. Well, I don't know.
Is anybody real classy?
You're a real classy guy, Jeff. So I know that means a lot to you.
Classier
decorum
than
me.
I've not thrown the bird your way yet. Maybe my Virginia.
Not yet.
Yeah. Maybe my Virginia ham, but not the bird. I didn't think Mendoza had the numbers. I mean, he led the best team. It's about...
That's what I think.
It's about numbers.
Yeah.
In the last few years.
I think he got it because they beat Ohio State. If they had lost Ohio State, he wouldn't have won.
I think he has, though, the moxie that he's going to make somebody a good quarterback in the NFL one day.
Oh, I forget.
He's very confident. He's steady under pressure. He's the kind of guy that the Steelers will draft, and he'll go in the toilet.
He'll be out there with Kenny Pickett.
That's right. Him and Kenny Pickett and Mike Trubisky. And,
well, he'll have Moxie, huh?
Yeah. The only thing is they can get Russell Wilson back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's right.
Moxie was also a good quarterback in Varsity Blues, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
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 Is that his name?
Yeah. Did he play for the Steelers, too?
I got you.
That was Friday Night Lights.
Oh, was it Friday Night Lights? Radio?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
That made a frost.
Navy beats Army. Anybody care?
I did. I enjoy that game every year. Army team. And I don't know why. I've got no interest in either team, but I enjoy watching that game every year.
I do,
year.
Too.
Yeah.
I do, too. I had to. You don't tape things anymore. You DVR them. What do you do with them?
Mm-hmm.
What is it called?
You just use the cloud.
You use your library. The
cloud.
Yeah.
To watch them later.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and it was a great game.
Yeah.
And you talk about two teams that really want to beat each other.
Yeah.
And then there's not a fight afterwards. But I enjoyed it. I usually root for Navy. My son was in the Navy, so it's really the only reason I have to root for them.
I was rooting for Navy, and my reasoning was they had the cooler uniforms. I like those helmets.
I don't know. Those numbers on Army's uniforms were pretty cool.
In the Navy.
Well, talking about college football, how about anybody want the Michigan coach's job?
All right.
It's open.
Let's end the podcast now.
I'm hoping that they get Rich Rodriguez back.
Well, they're talking about DeBoer.
Yeah, they're not going to get
that's him. Not going to happen.
Well, it's not going to get.
The greatest thing would be
Penn State was talking about him, too, and you see what they ended up with.
The greatest thing I seen was them talking about getting him. And Kiffin leaving LSU to go to Alabama. That would be great.
That'd be great.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'm not sure Alabama would have Kiffin anymore after what he did. He burns bridges when he leaves, man.
Back to the Michigan coach real quick.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
That's what I say.
Come on. I mean,
that's it. Just come on.
You got to.
Come on.
You got to have a little sense about you.
Yeah, just a little bit. You're talking about class. I mean, it doesn't take much, but just a little bit of class, you know? I mean,
that's about all I can say about it.
Maybe he needs to go all you can say on here. Yeah, he needs to go to class, what he needs to do, and then he'll probably get to. he's going to have a lot of free time.
Don't you think they should start a league for all disgraced and canceled people from football? Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
That would be kind of good.
Yeah.
I think they'll make it like Rollerball.
They start a Netflix documentary.
Yeah.
Is what they usually start.
Yeah.
But you know, like me and a friend of mine were talking about this yesterday. And
wait a minute.
Yeah, I have one.
Okay. Just one.
Yeah, and that's not even the one I was talking to.
Okay. But that's what I thought. It really wasn't your friend. That's what I was
there's
thinking.
A difference in these disgraced people, too, because I have seen people say, you know, if this would have been somebody else, they wouldn't have fired him. Well, that's not true because it happened at Arkansas in 2013 or whenever. He got fired.
He did.
But he also did not go stalk somebody and threaten to kill them or himself afterwards, and he's back in coaching. This guy's done. It's my opinion.
Has Petrino landed on his feet? Does anybody know?
Nope, there's a job opening in Michigan.
Well, he's old enough to draw Social Security, so he doesn't care. I mean, it's not about money for him, I don't think. I think it's about if he can, you know, if he got the right situation, he'll go. But
do you think he would go backwards, though, maybe to a G5? You think he'll be an offensive coordinator for somebody?
I think if he makes enough money, he'll go wherever the money is.
That's right.
I mean, but he doesn't really need money. But, you know, why else would you coach at this point in time? I don't.
Yeah, just ask Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, he's not coaching. He's
nah.
He's old.
He got nice.
He bought ball. Jimmy Johnson's boat.
I just feel like it's like kind of opposite with Belichick right now, right? During his halftime, he's got a girl stalking him looking for his wallet. He's got to pull it out.
Money to go to the concession stand.
Yeah, no, she's not stalking him. She just texts him, tells him to bring it to her, and he leaves.
I've seen her like walk up like this and just like pull on his shirt, and he's like got to take his coach's headset off. And like, here's a crisp 20. All right.
Well, if you think the Michigan.
Bring me back the change.
If you think the Michigan. Coach
no,
hadn't texted Belichick's girlfriend at halftime.
Yeah, probably. That's true.
That's who she was texting with, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the rails.
Yeah, that's terrible. It's just a sad situation, but it is what it is, man. It happens. Not just in coaching.
Nope.
So it's just part of it. But anything else y'all want to talk about before we go?
I think we covered it.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got one more week before we take a week off during the Christmas break. So we'll be back next week to talk to you about all the basketball that's going on this week. We appreciate all our sponsors for all they do and allowing us the opportunity to get on here and act like idiots. But that's what Jeff does.
I'll remind you what else? That what else if you think your team's undercovered, you can get a hold of Greg or Tyler, me, Jeff, somebody, and let us know. We would we take all the stats that we can get and get as many names out there as we can.
True.
That's right. But we appreciate the sponsors. We appreciate all the people that do get us information and help us to do this. And we appreciate, most of all, we appreciate the kids. That's who we're doing it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.